Full Metal Jackie, bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week. We've got Rex Brown from Pantera, among many other bands, and Kill Devil Hill, brand new record out in stores now, Revolution Rise. Congratulations, and thanks for being on the show with us.
Thank you.
Revolution Rise in stores now, and Rex, you know, it takes a first album, then a tour to really mesh as a band, which you did. How did that growing period help in making this new record, Revolution Rise?
It was just the more you play, the tighter you get as individuals and feeling out where your kind of placement is within where you want to go. So we did the Alice Cooper run at the very end. We were red hot coming off that thing. I said, let's go into the studio. Vinny had he wanted to do the drums at his friend Jeff Pilsen's house, and Jeff ended up producing some of the stuff for us. Really good with the vocals, and we produce all this stuff, but between all of us, we have 100 years of producing skills between us, so we produce the music, and he was great with the vocals. I mean, Jeff's a killer singer, so, you know. And we did them in spurts. We did like 3 songs here and 4 songs there. And so we kind of knew coming in, well, we need this song and we need that song. In hindsight, it was very, very good for us. And it, logistically wise, it was, you know, Jeff was always on the road, so we'd have to get in there at 7 o'clock, you know, 11 o'clock in the morning and all that kind of stuff. But it turned out brilliantly, you know. So you just got to make the best record you can. That's where the band's at now. And it's bigger, badder, and bolder than what we had than the first record.
Full Metal Jackie with Rex Brown of Kill Devil Hill. Let's check out a tune off the latest record, Revolution Rise. This is Stealing Days. That was new music from Cataclysm and their latest album, Waiting for the End to Come. The tune is called Like Animals. Exodus in there as well. Full Metal Jackie, Rex Brown with us on the show talking about the new Kill Devil Hill record. It's called Revolution Rise. It's out now. And the Kill Devil Hill North American headlining tour now underway through late November. Rex, you've played with several great and different drummers. Vinnie Paul, Jimmy Bauer, now Vinnie Appice. What's a sure sign that as a bass player, you're locked in with whoever you're playing with?
It's knowing when not to play. Sometimes is more the answer to that question. If you're a musician, you got to know where to lock in, where to, you know, keep it really solid. And having drummers that I like, that play on that kind of backbeat. Every drummer's different, though. So I've been blessed 3 times with 3 great drummers. You know, so it's just finding that common ground. And then it lets, you know, Mark shine and Dewey shine on top of that. And then it was time for me to take my turn to do, you know, with the rolling bass lines and stuff like that. And I've always used that approach, even with, you know, all through my career, really. It's just learning where not, you don't have to play all the freaking time. You know, just got to keep it really solid in the bottom and let everything else shine above it.
Full Metal Jackie, Rex Brown with us on the show talking about the latest Kill Devil Hill record, Revolution Rise. It's out in stores now. Quick break. Coming up, going to play the winner of the latest Metal Thunderdome and more with Rex, so stick around. That was Wrathchild America. Full Metal Jackie, Rex Brown with us talking about the new Kill Devil Hill. Again, it's called Revolution Rise. And for you, Rex, coming from Pantera and down, Kill Devil Hill is starting brand new from scratch. It's a lot of hard work establishing a band, obviously, but probably a lot of fun, too. What's been the most fun part about building something new?
Just the fire's back, you know. Not that it ever left, but in a certain way, you know, Phil and I had been together for 24 years when the down thing just, I had to have surgery and all that kind of stuff, and these guys called, and it just kind of landed in my lap, and it felt like, okay, now we, you know, even given what happened last year with that record, I think it's a really killer record. It was a great beginning, but, you know, when you have a record coming that gives out after 3 weeks after the release, you don't, you know, you're stuck out there with your you know what, in the wind. So, with this one, it's a solid path of where we want to go, and we'll be touring 10, you know, we're going to tour 16 months in this thing, and just get out and meet as many fans as you possibly can. And when you have that hunger and that drive, you want to, you know, we keep it family oriented. You want to keep going, and you can make it a struggle if you want to, but it's not really a struggle because it's not that big a freaking deal. Nothing in life is that big of a freaking deal. You know what I'm saying? So we just we keep trotting down the road and playing music and put smiles on people's faces. That puts a smile on my face. I've done my job for the day. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. It's Full Metal Jacket, Rex Brown with us on the show talking about the new record from Kill Devil Hill, Revolution Rise. It's out in stores now. And Rex is going to pick a tune from it to play right after this.
Hey, it's Rex Brown from Kill Devil Hill. I'm taking over Full Metal Jacket's radio station, and you are going to check out the new song, Crown of Thorns. Check it out right here on Full Metal Jacket.
That was Annihilator with the title track off the record, King of the Kill. Full Metal Jacket with Rex Brown on the show with us, talking about the new Kill Devil Hill record, Revolution Rise. It's out now. And again, the North American headline tour is now underway. And you can see the band through late November. Rex, how has the satisfaction you get from playing music changed over the course of your very long career?
That's a hard one to say. You know, Pantera was just one big whirlwind. It was just, it's hard to put into words because we worked all the time.
Did you not have a chance to actually stop and reflect and enjoy what was going on?
We really needed to stop and do that, and we should have all gone into rehab. It was like when the band broke down. It wasn't a breakup. It broke down just communication-wise, and that's, and then the, you know, the tragedy of Dime, and then, you know, playing with Down, and I found these guys, and it added a new spark into what I felt, and I've changed completely as a person, matured, and it's just a different feeling. But it's still, I've still got that power back in the old days. You know, I feel like I'm like 10 years younger.
Full Metal Jacket with Rex Brown on the show. Quick break, some Overkill coming up, and some more with Rex next. That was new music from Sweden's heavy dark rock unit, Noctum, and their latest album, Final Sacrifice. Liberty and Death was the name of that one. Full Metal Jacket with Rex Brown from Kill Devil Hill on the show. Pick up the new record, Revolution Rise, and see the band on this North American tour. It's going to be happening through the rest of November. And what can we expect beyond that? I mean, I guess it's just going to be, you know, nonstop touring. Any other big plans? You guys are going overseas.
We've got a lot of big plans. We'll be announced in December, and it's all killer is all I got to say.
Awesome. Well, we're looking forward to that, and we'll keep you posted. And Rex, thanks so much. Appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you, darling. We always appreciate you.